Animals First, Activists Want Border Wall Demolished for Wildlife Migration. By Penny Starr on February 1, 2021. President Joe Biden has stopped construction of the currently 400-mile wall between the U.S. and Mexico, and now activists are pressing to have it torn down completely to provide pathways for wildlife. Taxpayer-funded National Public Radio, NPR, interviewed supporters of nature trails from Mexico to the United States without reporting that removing the wall would also make it easier for illegal immigrants, drug cartels, and human traffickers to gain entry into the country. Weekend Edition Sunday host Lulu Garcia Navarro gushed about Biden keeping his campaign promise on the border wall, which was constructed after former President Donald Trump's campaign promise to build it. The new administration has called for a 2-month suspension while border security officials sort out what to do next, Garcia Navarro said. Down in the borderlands, opponents of the wall are celebrating and say the fight may not be over. NPR interviewed Gary Nabon, an ecologist and writer who lives in southern Arizona, who said the wall that runs along the border between Mexico and the Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument blocks 52 paths used by animals. Take down the wall and the critical corridors for wildlife that are usually watered places, rivers and oases, Nabon said. It's going to take a Herculean effort to undo the damage. Lakin Jordal, who works with the Center for Biological Diversity, also believes animals should be a priority on the border. We're cautiously optimistic, Jordal said. And we're definitely celebrating. We all raised a glass of mezcal the night that the order was issued. As Breitbart News reported, some 5,000 jobs were lost instantly when Biden called for the wall construction to stop. The bulldozers and excavators, the concrete trucks and water haulers are now parked, NPR reporter John Burnett said in the report. The construction crews are gone. And hundreds of 30-foot-tall steel panels are stacked up and down the borderline. Working 24/7, racing the clock until inauguration day, crews were dynamiting mountain sides to make way for sections of wall that would likely never get built, Burnett said. The NPR report noted that the wall is one of the largest federal construction projects ever undertaken and that 300 more miles of wall were contracted to be completed. The Biden administration will have to settle contracts for the wall. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.